the Village Kids 2021 Advent Podcast, where we make kid disciples who go, grow, and overcome.
Welcome to the Village Kids Advent Podcast. Today is December 12th, and we are going to continue our exploration of just who is Jesus. And today, I have a special guest with me, and he is going to help us understand about another name of Jesus, another characteristic of his, so we can get to know him a little bit better. So, special guest, will you please share with us your name?
Weston.
And Mr. Weston, what grade are you in?
Second grade.
Do you like second grade?
Yep.
We were just talking before we started recording about history and how that is. That would you say that's your favorite subject, or that was just your favorite subject today?
Favorite subject today.
Yeah. Okay. What's your favorite subject every day or most days?
Maybe gym.
Gym, recess, and art. Those are my favorite subjects too, most of the time.
Because we have gym two times.
That is so exciting. I love gym. It's like a little break, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it. So I have a question for you, Weston. What are you most looking forward to about Christmas this year?
Seeing everyone get presents.
Oh, so you like to see other people get presents? Do you like to give people presents?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like to watch them open them?
Yeah. Some presents are from us because we like do this every year.
Okay.
We draw a name, and whoever name we got, we go to the store and get presents, and then we wrap them in wrapping paper.
Is that for your siblings, or is it for your whole family?
It's for my siblings.
That's pretty fun. Then you get to be thoughtful about them and pick something out that's pretty special. All right, my next question for you is, what is the name of Jesus that you are going to share with us today?
Redeemer.
Redeemer. So Jesus is our Redeemer. Can you tell me a little bit about what this name means?
A person who redeemed, which means releasing them from a debt or free them from the consequences of sin.
Okay, so a Redeemer is someone who is going to release us or free us from something. Is that right?
Yep.
And in the case of Jesus, what was he freeing us from?
The consequences for sin is death, but Jesus freed us from that consequence when he died for us on the cross for our sins.
Okay, so he's freeing us from our sins because we are all born sinful, right? And sometimes we can try really hard to like make good choices and to do good things, but we can't get rid of the consequences of our sin on our own, can we?
Yeah.
And so we needed a redeemer. We needed someone who would stand in that gap and would come and release us from the what we owe for our sins, right? And free us from those consequences. And so just as you just said, in the scriptures in the Bible, we see that Jesus, this is true about him, right? Because he came and he died for our sins. And he, through that process, is able to release us from what we owe for our sins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever sin?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Do you think everyone sins?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. It's part of what we do, right?
Yeah.
Now, can you tell me about a time in your life or maybe in the life of your family when you saw Jesus as Redeemer?
I see this when I asked Jesus to be my Savior. I understood. Jesus took my consequences for my sins.
So you are saying that you've made the personal choice to ask Jesus to be your Redeemer. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yeah.
Okay, that's beautiful. And when you did that, he now has taken the responsibility or the consequences for your sins, and he's taken those from you?
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
Good.
Good? Yeah. That makes me feel pretty good, too. Makes me feel pretty thankful and happy sometimes, too. Sometimes I feel like, oh my goodness, it's a big job, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. With all my sins, I needed someone that would be able to do it with a big job. That's true. So what is your favorite thing about Jesus?
He always loves us.
Always?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. What is one of the times you think, oh my goodness, I'm so glad that he loves me right now?
When I'm having a hard time, I can look and pray to God and ask him, please help me.
And then you're like, oh, because you're here, right? You're with me always. And then when you do that, what is he able to give you in those moments? What do you need when you're having a hard time and you need something? What is he able to give you?
He's able to give us help.
Help. Yeah. For you, what does that look like? What's the kind of help that you need sometimes?
Help to obey our parents.
Okay. Yep. Help to obey. We all need help to obey sometimes, don't we?
Even in the Bible.
Yep. Help to obey what the Bible is asking you to
like
do.
Like all God wanted from Saul is from him to obey.
That is true. That is true. He wanted him to obey. He wanted his heart. He wanted him to love him. There's so many different times when I need things from God too, right? And I just get to ask. I get to ask for what I need because he's with us all the time. You're exactly correct. I am going to read for us a passage, but first I was wondering if you could read the passage, the reference for where we see that Jesus is our Redeemer.
Isaiah 59:20. And a Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who turn from sin, declares the Lord.
I'm so thankful that you shared with us a little bit more about who Jesus is, that he's our Redeemer. That's one of my absolutely favorite words for him, because I love the concept of redeeming love, and I love that he can look at all the different situations in our life, and he can change them. Our relationship with him changes all the situations in our life, because we had these consequences for sin, we had these stories that maybe weren't going very well, we had hard things happen, and he is able to enter into our story at any time, and he can change the way the story was going and have it have a new outcome, a new ending. It's one of my favorite things about Jesus. We get to watch him do it all the time. And so I wanted to read for us today our Advent passage. And it comes from Psalm 130, verses 5 through 8. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Weston, will you close us in prayer?
Yeah. Dear Lord, thank you that this day came to everybody in the world. And thank you that we can have this time together to praise you in all different kinds of ways. And thank you for everything you provide. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, can you end our time together today, Weston, by wishing everyone a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.